Guelph, Aramosa Council has approved buying an electric vehicle to be added to the township's fleet of vehicles, the first of all county townships to purchase an electric vehicle. At Monday's virtual meeting, the Township Council authorized the Township's Director of Parks and Recreation to proceed with buying an electric vehicle and utilizing an additional $20,000 from the Parks and Recreation Equipment Reserve Fund. Due to the current global supply chain issues, the Township is not able to purchase for delivery in 2022 a replacement gasoline cargo van as it was approved by Council in the 2022 budget, explained Robin Milne, Township's Director of Parks and Recreation, in her report. However, there is a 2022 full-electric Ford E-Transit being offered to the municipality for an April 2022 delivery. A 2011 panel van replacement was approved in the 2022 Parks and Recreation budget for a capital item total of $60,000. In the summer of 2021, the Parks and Recreation Department explored the option of getting an electrical cargo van as the first candidate vehicle to be added to the township's fleet of vehicles. However, staff found that multiple car companies are not offering a cheaper price on electrical vehicles. As such, the township went ahead with its plans of purchasing a gasoline-powered cargo van in January 2022, but once again, had to cancel due to supply chain shortages and issues. None of the companies were selling at cheaper prices for its fleets. On March 5, the township received an email from Milton Ford Lincoln indicating that the E-Transit the township staff ordered in August 2021 was going into production in April 2022 with a delivery estimate at the end of April 2022. The electrical vehicle is being offered to the township at a list price of $69,105 plus taxes. If the township is not interested in the vehicle, the dealership will assign it to new inventory and has no concerns of selling it. The proposed total capital expense has increased by $20,000 for a total capital cost of $80,000. Introducing an electric vehicle to our fleet will see a fuel reduction of between $26,000 and $42,000 over the 10-year lifespan of the vehicle, said Hilne. It is anticipated that the township will experience an additional savings of approximately $500 per year by eliminating regular maintenance associated with combustion engines such as oil changes, transmission services and coolant flushing. Hill noted the township showcasing electric vehicles especially as a small township as something to be proud of. 90% of Ontario's energy is considered as clean energy. If you look at EVs in Ontario, it's the cleanest energy you can get, said Hill. Mayor Chris White noted purchasing an electric vehicle now is the right decision as supply chain issues and inflation are on the rise, and the township is simultaneously being eco-friendly.